Hello, welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I'm Crystal Renee, the Soul Brand Alchemist, and I'm guiding you through the 64 Gene Keys, the Human Design Gates, as the Sun transits into each gate. And this week, we are talking about Gate 42, which is the Detached Completion. And in Human Design, this is the Gate of Growth, the Gate of Increase, and the Gate of Conclusion. It is located in the sacral center, going towards the root, and it's in the channel of maturation, which is a design of balanced development, and it's connected to Gate 53. In the Gene Keys, it's called Letting Go of Living and Dying. Gate 42 is in the tropical sign of Aries and in the Vedic cusp of Pisces and Aries. So the overall energy of Gate 42 is characterized by its commitment to seeing things through to completion, fully realizing potential and celebrating the closure of cycles. It represents the process of growth, culmination, and preparation for new beginnings. So you have an unwavering belief in future possibilities, and you're able to use this belief as a driving force to bring projects, dreams, and goals to full potential. And you understand the value of completion and closure, knowing that ending a cycle is crucial for the next to begin. You exhibit a strong sense of dedication, persistence, and tenacity. So let's talk about the shadow, which is expectation. And this highlights the tendency to get stuck in a loop of waiting for future possibilities and potential outcomes, delaying action and fulfillment. So in your repressive nature, or if you're more of an introverted person, this can show up as grasping, and this is not letting go, holding on too tightly, you don't want things to end, just wanting everything to stay the same, you have a deep fear of change, you resist change, and you try to remain young, not allowing loved ones to go their own way, clinging to the past, you don't allow things to die, and therefore allowing life to renew itself, grasping, holding on tightly, right? And then in the reactive nature, or if you're more of an extroverted person, this can show up as being flaky. And this is where you can't complete things in life. You avoid disappointment by not making any commitments in the first place. Stuck in the same old patterns. You keep beginning the same cycle again in a different form. And the patterns keep appearing in your life. And you become an unconscious victim of your own expectation. So you never truly fully commit to anything. And you kind of shift to a new thing without completing the cycle. So you have unhealthy attachment in your shadow. You might find yourself clinging to certain projects, relationships, or circumstances, even when they no longer serve you. And this attachment can inhibit growth and can make it challenging for you to move on and start new cycles. And of course, we talked about the repetitive patterns. You might find yourself repeating the same patterns over and over again, especially patterns that don't result in growth or development. And these can include habitual behaviors, thought patterns, or cycles in relationships that don't lead to closure or progress. And in your shadow, you can also be very rebellious and maybe self-sabotage your situations in life where things don't end the way you expect or desire. You might rebel against the natural course of events or even sabotage your own success. And this can disrupt the process of closure or hinder your ability to start new cycles. This is my unconscious moon, so this is my attraction sphere. In your shadow, you also may commit to projects, relationships, or other endeavors that aren't truly correct for you. Because it's in the sacral, you say yes to things that aren't correct for you, and you might find it hard to see them through to completion. And this can result in unfinished cycles that prevent new ones from starting. But that leads us to our gift, which is detachment. And that signifies the ability to live in the present, free from attachment or expectations or outcomes. And it brings about the power to objectively observe and author your life journey. So you become the observer, completely detached in your gift. You have a remarkable ability to stay committed and see things through to completion. Your determination allows you to maximize the potential of each project and endeavor you undertake. What's important is that you undertake the correct projects for you. Follow your inner authority, right? You also have an innate sense of joy in marking the end of a cycle. You celebrate dedication to bring projects, dreams, and goals to their fullest potential. And you understand the importance of focusing your energies wisely. You have an awareness that what you commit to should align with your authentic self, which allows you to fully invest in your endeavors. And you also understand and have like this innate ability to know exactly what needs to be completed to create space for something new. And this insight helps you to effectively manage your time and resources. And you're very generous in your spirit. You have a strong understanding of the give and take dynamics of life. You believe in sharing your success and prosperity with others. And that fosters a sense of community and mutual growth. You have a mature ability to detach from outcomes and stay present in the moment. This gift allows you to fully appreciate the journey and the process of growth without becoming influenced by expectations. So you know how to trust the process. You exhibit the deep trust in life and its cycles, allowing you to move smoothly through phases of growth, completion, and the initiation of new beginnings. So detaching is what it's all about in your gift, and allowing things to just be and observing them from like a bird's eye view and knowing that all things come to an end when they're supposed to, right? That brings us to the city of celebration. This is where you embody the transcendence of all dualities of life and death, right? The polarity that exists. And that results in an unceasing state of joy and celebration, reveling in the unfolding miracle of existence. It's a celebration of life and a celebration of death, right? Just understanding that life comes to an end, that all things have to die, right? And celebrating that. I mean, this is in our highest state of frequency when we're in that higher state of consciousness where we understand that death is just a transference of energy. So you understand that every ending is a cause for celebration as it marks the completion of a cycle of growth and the beginning of a new one. This attitude helps you stay positive and enthusiastic about life's continuous journey. So beautiful. It's like a story. So how you can use this in your business and brand is by helping others understand that it's okay to let things go. It's okay to end cycles, right? It's okay to create space for what's new. It's interesting that it's on the sidereal cusp of Pisces and Aries, where the end of the astrological cycle of Pisces ends and then Aries begins. So it makes a lot of sense that this is all about ending cycles to create new. So embodying that in your brand and showcasing that in your messaging, encouraging people to create space for what's new by ending things and completing things. And here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate defined. Am I holding on to old circumstances and patterns because I'm afraid to let them go? What expectations do I hold that are preventing me from fully living in the present? It's a good one. And in what areas of my life am I repeating patterns over and over again? And how can I break free from these cycles? And we all know it's by closing them, right? But what are the steps to doing that? And here are some tips to help you further embrace the shadow of expectation and embody the gift of detachment and celebration. And it's just so funny because when you do detach from everything, you let loose, that's when you have the most fun and you can celebrate and you're just Like when things just naturally happen, there's no plan and it's all spontaneous and you're just there flowing with life. Think about how much fun you have in those moments, right? In your past, just go back to those moments in time when you did detach and everything just went beautifully smooth and you were able to celebrate in those moments. But here we go with the tips. Okay, so start by recognizing your expectations. Awareness is the first step toward change, always with everything. And once you become aware of your expectations, you can begin to let go of them and live in the present moment. Commit to finishing what you start. Make sure what you start is fully aligned with your inner authority. Check in with your inner authority before you make any decisions on, you know, committing to anything in the first place, right? But once you do, commit to finishing what you start. And this gate's energy is all about bringing things to closure and completion. So take steps to finish your projects and commitments. And learn to let go. This gate's energy also involves knowing when to let go. If something isn't serving you, or if a cycle has run its course, learn to let it go with grace and acceptance. Detach. And that is the beautiful gate 42, the detached completion. So now you understand why I called it that. You guys, if you're not a part of the Conscious Code Collective, which is my membership, where I literally pull the information that I'm giving to you in this series, I pull from my membership, and there's a lot more tips. There's a lot more journal prompts. There's a whole list of affirmations, and it really breaks it down so you have a full understanding of what is there. And I'm getting ready to add the channels. So if you want to really dive into each one of these gates, I highly recommend that you join that. I'll definitely put the link in the show notes. So take a look. And if it's for you, if you're feeling called, join us. We have a monthly call, which is the last Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you guys. I'll see you when the sun transits into the next gate.